99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As Iran fires more missiles, air raid sirens sounding in Tel Aviv overnight.
And in the southern city of Beersheba, a missile blowing out a building lobby, causing destruction, and nearby daycare taking heavy damage. And Israel pounding Iran, hitting missile sites. A military official telling ABC News they've taken out about half of Iran's missile launchers. And Israel still bombing Iran's nuclear facilities. New satellite imagery showing a reactor in Iraq destroyed.
ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv, now a week into the conflict between Israel and Iran. Former Columbia University graduate student Mahmoud Khalil released from a federal immigration detention center in Louisiana on order of a federal judge. The Trump administration had tried to deport him over his role in pro-Palestinian protests. Record travel expected this 4th of July holiday. AAA says nearly 62 million people will travel by car. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. With hot, humid weather on tap for Wisconsin through the weekend, the State Department of Transportation is advising motorists to be aware of the potential for road buckling. Now, make sure you stay hydrated and limit strenuous outdoor activities. At the Capitol in Madison, state budget talks have broken down as Senate Republicans object to the process involving negotiations between Assembly Republicans and the office of Democratic Governor Tony Evers. A local town board chair in Dodge County was arrested this week in connection to the death of a dog. Chester Town Board Chair Richard Van Buren is accused of strangling a golden retriever that had been found as a stray. He faces a tentative charge of mistreating animals. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Heat advisory in effect for today. Highs near 95 degrees. Heat index feels like 105. Southwest winds up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy. We only drop to 78 degrees. Another hot one tomorrow, 95. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, 75 degrees.
Tired and lonely, she sees me too bad. She's my the area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Seven Max FM.
I'm alright. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like.
Yeah.
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Let's just say your tan line is now official. First weekend of summer on Retro Pop Reunion. I'll load up the playlist with summertime hits out of the 80s and 90s. This is Joe Cortez. With another chance for you to win that cooler of cash, the new Yeti cooler with $500 inside. I'll be giving you this week's code word over the 4 hours of 80s and 90s. You can enter it at RetroPopReunion.com and you could win that cooler of cash. It's all coming down this weekend. I know you're going to be here because you don't want to miss summer on this week's Retro Pop Reunion right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Heat advisory in effect for today. Highs near 95 degrees. Heat index feels like 105. Southwest winds up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and breezy. We only drop to 78 degrees. Another hot one tomorrow, 95. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 75 degrees.
99.7 Mix FM.
I know you're
Reedsburg's maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
How can I forget you, girl? When there is all- I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding, never letting it show, always trying to keep it under control. You got it down, and you're well on your way to the top. But there's something that you forgot. What about love? Don't you want someone to care about you?
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Just
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Officials in North Dakota say at least three people were killed overnight in Cass County as severe weather, including reported tornadoes, moved through the area. Tens of millions of people are facing a different kind of severe weather beginning today. That's extreme heat, says ABC meteorologist Lee Goldberg.
We're seeing potential record highs in Minneapolis, St. Louis. By Sunday, it's in Chicago, and then that heat gets into the Northeast. By the time we get into Sunday and Monday, it feels like 108 in D.C., 107 in New York. We haven't hit 100 degrees in New York since 2012.
An Israeli military official says Israel's killed three Iranian generals over the last day and that there is no timeline for fighting, but says, quote, we have goals and we won't stop until we reach them. President Trump disputed U.S. intelligence, saying Iran's not close to completing a nuclear weapon.